After the way I played pressure on yesterday, I was looking for just even par, solid, and I haven't been hitting it very well at all. So I probably exceeded my expectations today. Although I try not to have expectations, but I birdied the first hole, and then I made a three-putt double on the third hole of the day, and then I had an unplayable lie and made par on a par five. And that was the key. So if I made bogey there, I got him down from like 105 yards for par. If I made bogey there, it'd been a rough day.
How's the golf course playing overall?
It's in great shape. It's very short. I only hit two drivers all day today, I think, two or three drivers, because the course is set up short, so it takes driver out of your hand. But its greens are great. Fairways are great. The course is in really good shape.
Does that take away from your game when you can't hit driver? Does that bring everything?
It didn't take away. I mean, it takes away something that I have a strength in.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But it happens a lot. I mean, it happens at different places. I'm not by any means long. I mean, guys like Travis Johns or Curtis, those guys, I think, would be frustrated more than anything because they can hit it long. But I always consider driver a good club in my bag. But I hit a lot of hybrids today.
How fun is it for you just to be back in this tournament with all the past success you've had in it?
It's just fun to come up here. It's a good time of year. It's my last really event of the fall, of the summer every year. I might try to sprinkle on a couple more if I can, if it doesn't mess with our schedule. But it's just a fun thing. I've had success in it. It's fun to come up here and play the good golf courses against good players. It's fun.
When you look at that record book.
I can't. I don't have glasses on. I was trying to look good. I can't see it.
Like 64 of these things or whatever it is. Yeah. I mean, what do you think? Do you ever look at that and say, I mean, Johnny Revolta had won six. And people said class was in 47. But no one's ever beat that. And then you come along and you've got 13 to cry out.
Yeah. I don't know, it's just been good to me. I played well, and I shot some low scores. I shot 63 four times, I think, in this thing or something like that. So I played well. You know, it feeds into the National Club Pro, which I've won three times, which is a big deal to me. That's probably the biggest thing that I've won. I won a couple times in the Corn Ferry Tour, it was called now, but those National Club Pros were probably the biggest ones. So this feeds right into those. I haven't been able to play in those for a couple of years because it's in April now, but it's all part of the same tournament, so that means a lot to me.
Well, we've heard guys come here and say, well, I don't think I can beat Mike, but I really want to qualify for the Club Pro. But does it take any weight off your shoulders? Because every time we see releases, they always say that you're already in because you've won that in the past and you're not here scrambling for a spot like some of the guys.
No, I don't. I don't look at it that way. You know, I've qualified for a bunch of PGAs, at the National Club Pro, and the harder way to qualify is to try to just to qualify. You try to win first, and then you'll easily qualify. Our team has talked to our team about that. We've made all these national finals in a row. We go to regionals because I believe you got to retrain them. You got to try to win the tournament, and it's easier to qualify. So you come here to try to win. If you come here to try to qualify, you're going to be just barely qualifying, in my opinion.
I like that. Always wondered why people say, you know, you're an honorary. Well, I had a nice top 10.
I learned that in tour school.
Try and win the freaking thing?
I learned that in tour school too, man. Mm-hmm. I did that back when I was playing full time, and then, but our team, we've made 15 finals instead of 16 tries of making it to regional. So that's a percentage that I don't think anybody's better than. I know that, and we like the mindset of just go try to win it. And so I think people that come here should try to win it. Yeah. And so whether I'm in or not, I'm trying to win it. So if I wasn't qualified, I'd still try to win it.
And how much does it mean to you still? And you're playing in this side of it, but you've got a streak going now on the senior side of this event as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's just fun. It's fun to play this stuff. I'm a proud member of the section. Good players, good golf courses, good history. It's just something fun to be part of. You know, I'm glad we have a place to play and do this.
Well, the courses have changed a little bit recently, and it sounds like the section now wants to continue to move things around and maybe not be locked into two or three places. Do you welcome the challenge of seeing different courses? Because obviously you played pretty well in the loop that they had going for a while.
Yeah. The first couple I won, I think, were at Kemper. Then they moved off of there. And then they went to Realm Melbourne for a couple of years. And then they went that loop of Stonewall Orchard a bunch of times. I played there. And then Olympia and Medina. I think it's great. I don't care where we play. As long as the court, I mean, you know, they're good golf courses, good shape. You know, the clubs received this tournament really well, I think, because of its the pros. It's our preeminent event in the section, so I think that it's always going to be in great shape. So wherever we go, it's great.
So you had a 63 in the first round 2 years ago, and we won't talk about what happened in the next round. Uh-huh. You had a 63 in the second round last year. So we're figuring a 63 from you on Wednesday. This
year. That'd be great.
By six or something?
I got hit better.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you. Yeah. I mean, I hit a 7-iron from the middle of fairway. They made double bogey with a 7-iron, and then, you know, I haven't hit it very well, but I could hit it good like that. I could hit it good tomorrow. So
this game drives you crazy, doesn't it? Do you think?
Yeah, I was telling people, it's a great game. We love it, but it's not as much fun as it used to be. it's not as much fun. It's harder than it used to be.
And all those 19, 20-year-olds you're talking to, they don't know that.
That's right.
They haven't gotten this card.
That's right.
Coach, anything new in your bag from Wilson that you've added this summer?
No, the irons that they have are the best irons in the game, I believe. The forged cavity backs, I've been using those for years. And I killed this hybrid today. I've been using this Wilson hybrid for a few years now, and I just can't get it out of my bag. I mean, why change if it's great? So I've experimented with some of the new iron. The new CBs are great, but these V6s are unbelievable, and I think they're the best irons in the game. I mean, that's – irons are irons, people say, but the metal they use and that's why I've been with it for 10 years. The irons are fabulous.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
So you're
Andy Michelson.
Well, Andy, you're one of the few guys in red numbers this morning. Tell us about your opening round and how you hit it.
I played really good on the back nine, which was my first nine. I felt really comfortable the whole way until getting to this first hole. I've had some kind of bad luck in the past on that first hole, so just had a really bad drive to the right, got stuck in the trees, made my first bogey of the day. And then it's just not an easy golf course to stay comfortable on. You don't just stand over shots and take big swings. You just kind of plot it around this place. So it's I mean, I'm happy with the total score, but the way I got there, I just feel like I could have played better today, or I could have scored better today. I played all right, but I could have definitely scored better. Felt like a 3 or 4 under type of day.
What makes it uncomfortable?
There's some angles on tee shots. There seems like there's always some type of either water present or out of bounds. It's a pretty golf course, though. It's not a golf course that, like, overly intrudes with either one of those. It's just, you know, you make a bad swing and you'll get beat up out here for sure. I mean, playing with two really good players and they struggle today, you know, keeping out of hazards and stuff like that. I mean, it can easily do that. First hole you step up on for us is the 10th hole, and that's not a comfortable tee shot at all. It narrows up right there about 270, and you still got 6 or 7 iron into the green sometimes into those holes. So yeah, and then the last hole, I mean, I'm sitting there 240, should be super comfortable over the shot, but if you don't hit that shot perfect, it goes in the water. And I hit it really good, and it stayed up in the hill right next to the green. Unfortunately, I didn't get up and down, but there's just not a lot of comfortable swings out here. So good course for this tournament, though. I mean, it's a lot can happen out here with just a couple of swings.
This course is new to this event, but I'm assuming you've played some other section event, Monday things or something up here over the years?
Yeah, we had a section event up here a couple of years ago. We've had, I believe, a pro president up here. So definitely familiar with the golf course. Had a good practice round with Jim Billiter and Frank and Brian Carroll actually the other day. So I felt real comfortable coming in. Again, it's just a hard golf course to really score on. I don't see a whole lot of scores going deep. Obviously, 1 under is in a good spot right now. So I think this is just kind of how it's going to be the rest of the week.
You've been knocking on the door on this sucker.
Yeah.
What do you mean to win?
It'd be huge. It'd be my first major in the as far as being a PGA member. You know, won some big stuff as an associate, but this would be kind of the first big thing that I would have won as a PGA member. But it's one of those I say it all the time to the juniors I work with and things like that. Like, yeah, take one shot at a time. And this course is a perfect example of that because you can really get in trouble real quick out here.
Andy, how much focus do you have? I mean, I've talked to guys in the past who said, well, you know, I haven't played a lot this year. Mike's always tough to beat in this event, but the main thing for me is to post a good score and try to qualify for National Club Pro. How much do you think about that? Is that on your mind at all, to at least make sure you get to that event?
Yeah, you can't let it, though. I mean, I did the same thing when I was at the National Club Pro. I thought, you know, I played this course before. I play it really well and thought that I could, you know, get through maybe to the PGA. When you start projecting like that, when you start thinking about what's ahead, it really gets in the way of what you're trying to do in the present. So I really try and stay focused in the present and just literally take whatever shot I have sitting right in front of me.
Tell us what you learned from your day with Tom Watson.
How simple it is to be maybe the best player in the world for about a 10-year period. It was pretty cool. I mean, there's just some guys that have it, that have the talent. I mean, he's still at 72 years old. He's hitting the ball right out of the middle of the face every single time. It's pretty amazing. So, but just hearing him talk and listening to it, I think what it did for me is just kind of simplified things, you know, kind of use what brings you to the dance, you know. Just stop trying to make your swing look perfect. Stop looking at every swing on video. Stop trying to make everything look right when you're on TrackMan or something like that. It's just like just hit the ball. Just see what the flight's doing. Just hit it. Just get comfortable with where you're at and go from there.
Have you been able to play or practice as much as you would like, especially with the busy schedule you've had at Mistwood this summer?
No, I feel like a whoop dog, honestly. it's just a lot, you know, especially at Mistwood where we have the dome and the course. It's just there's not a whole lot of time, it seems like, to practice. And, you know, we consistently play on Fridays with our members, which is one of the cool features that we do. At our place, we always empty out the shop on Fridays and play. But other than that, not a whole lot of focus has been on practice. I mean, it's just kind of more getting by with what I have. And I really would like to start dedicating myself a little bit more, but we've got some, you know, exciting stuff possibly coming up here at Mistwood, and we're just always kind of looking for the next big thing. So I'm probably more focused on the business side of things than I am my own golf game.
I'm ready. I'm looking here. You didn't have anything crazy out there tonight.
Just didn't do anything special. Yeah, just kind of hit it to 20 feet a lot today. Nothing crazy. Birdied a par 5, and 16 was a good hole. That was a good putt I made from about 20 feet. But other than that was it. So
we'll make a few more of those tomorrow.
Frank Hohenadel.
Yeah.
For you, what was going on before that?
It was a struggle on the front, I'll be honest. It was not hitting it very good. Had a long weekend. We had our club championship, so it came out a little rusty. Andy and I were there about 12 hours each day. So
and you beat Andy to win the trophy.
Yeah. but yeah, front nine was not pretty. A lot of par saves. I think I had one birdie, one bogey on the front. It was just kind of an easy birdie too. It was just a little kick and birdie on a par 5, and then finally I made a little adjustment at the turn and kind of got it going on the back. Birdie started dropping, but I mean, even the greens I hit on the first nine, I started on 10. So the first nine, a lot of up and over good pins, sneaky pins today, and a lot of like 5-foot comeback par putts that I had to grind out. So it was pretty stressful from the start.
We got a tip from a pro at the Mistwood Golf Club that said you found something about a couple of weeks ago, and you've really been hitting it well since then. What did you find? What's happening with your swing?
I mean, I've been fighting a hook like my whole life, so I made a little grip change actually last week, and then a little takeaway change too. Andy, he's always telling me I'm shot going back, and I'm trying to get the toe up. If I can get the toe up at waist high, kind of that Justin Thomas rehearsal, where the toe opens a little bit, then I usually hit it pretty good, pretty straight. But yeah, it was a fun day, fun group. Jim and Brian are good friends of mine. Play a lot of golf together. We actually played our practice round all together Thursday when I came out here. So it was super fun, super comfortable out there.
Well, Frank, this event, it's kind of new to this club, but I'm sure you've played another section events here over the years, so you know the golf course a little bit.
Yeah, I think just once. I think we had a stroke play here, I think it was last year. I think it was the first time I've seen it before. It's not my first time around the course, but not many, maybe 3-4 rounds here in the past. So yeah, it's a good golf course. I hit two drivers all day, so you've got to you got to put it in play off the tee. I hit driver on both par fives on my first nine, which was the back. You get back-to-back par fives there, and that's the only time the driver came out of the bag the whole day. Both the par fives on this side, was it nine? Yeah, nine right here, my last hole. You just can't hit driver there. It's just you got out of bounds, white stakes down this side, and if you hit driver, it's like 5 yards wide. So I hit two iron. Fortunately, it was downwind, and I was able to hit a six iron into the green. I pegged the two iron. It goes really far off the tee, so I probably hit that 270, 280, and then, yeah, had six iron left and just a little easy two-putt birdie to finish.
So that doesn't take away from your game very much, but maybe a little, not,
you know? I think it's a disadvantage. I think the advantage is I can hit two iron in spots that guys would probably hit three-wood driver and still hit it maybe close to as far, but I prefer Medina, to be honest, where I can hit a bunch of drivers, but it's okay. It's a different test. It's a good test here.
Came close in this last, maybe top 10, 20, the bunch in this. What would it mean to win you? It has the same thing.
Yeah, no, it's been a decade since the last one, so it doesn't seem like that long ago, but
that was
2011.
It was
two jobs ago, so it's been a lot's happened since then. I was just a kid there. It was the year I got my membership. It was the first one I was able to play in, so it was kind of one of those situations where I didn't really know where I was, but now it's like the event means a lot more to me, and it's a little more stressful than that first time.
How much do you think about or not think about getting one of the spots in the Club Pro Championship by performing well here this week?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I've learned with qualified six times or so, you just kind of play to win it. And then, I mean, if you're playing for the top 10 spot, you're probably going to be pretty stressed all week. So I just play to win it. And if I don't and I finish 8th or 10th, and I'm still good with that. Like, the goal is always to qualify, but I've learned lately you just have to stay aggressive, and just you've got to be aggressive to stay in that top 10. So I just kind of play for the win.
It sounds like some
Nick
Smolcer.
Yeah.
He seems to do that a lot of the time.
Yeah,
he does. He's already exempted in that tournament,
right,
yeah.
So you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. No, I played a bunch of those, and haven't had too much luck at them, so I play for the win more than the qualifying, for sure.
Has it changed in your mind at all since the reshuffle of the schedule? That's now so early in the year.
Yeah, it's different. April is a way different time in the year for us. Fortunately, we have the dome where I'm able to swing the club year-round, but, man, I would probably struggle a lot more if I was, you know, still at, like, Midlothian or Westmoreland, and I come out in April and I'm just traveling where I probably haven't played more than five rounds all spring. So yeah, it was better for us Illinois guys in June, yeah. But it's okay. Yeah. It's,
you'd be better for half the country.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Med section guys, they still get it done. So I guess that's not really an excuse, but, yeah.
Well, with nothing going on at Mistwood this summer, I'm sure you had a lot of time to practice and play,
We joke about it a lot. They think we probably play a lot because we have a big staff, but it's just as busy as everywhere else. And I'll play my routine schedule pretty regularly there. Is I'll play Fridays. We do a member game Friday afternoon, and that's the one time really I play Mistwood, and then I'll show up on Mondays for tournaments. So it's my usually two rounds, unless it's one of the bigger ones where it's two or three rounds. So those are my two rounds a week, pretty steadily, which it's fine. I'm not complaining about that.
Alrighty, sir. Pretty good.
All right.
Tim String.
To be honest, just was trying to keep it in play. I mean, I didn't hit. I hit two drivers all day. I've hit driver on
everybody else.
You and everyone else.
Yeah. So a lot of four irons. I don't even know if I hit my driving iron maybe once. So yeah, that's the name of the game out here for sure. Is keep it in play. I was smoking hot with my putter, so that kept me in it. A lot of really nice par saves, made some long par putts, a couple birdie putts. So got the most out of the round. I hit it pretty well. Just try to play smart. I haven't really I haven't really played well this summer in any early on. I think match play was about my best finish. So I just really tried to, like I said, stay in play and try to give myself some looks, and getting out of the gates for me was a big thing, because I started horrendously at the Illinois Open and kind of knocked myself out after a few holes right out of the gate. So that was my goal today, just to stay patient, make a bunch of pars, and obviously you can get in a lot of trouble out here if you're not straight off the tee. So that was stuck to the game plan and was able to execute. I didn't make a bogey, yeah. So that, I made a ton of putts. So a lot of solid par saves that, you know, could have, you know, 70 could have been 75 pretty easily. But I made some good saves to keep the round going, keep the momentum going.
You think of one that stands out?
Let's see. Yeah, what was it? Going on the front nine, part one. Well, we started in the back, so I part 10, part 11. Made a good birdie putt on 12, 13. 14 and 15, I had great drive. That was only two holes I had driver and didn't make birdie on either of those from really good spots. But just try to stay patient. And ran it by on 18, our ninth hole, and made maybe a 8-footer coming back, so that was big. You know, a bunch that I kind of got a little aggressive on the first. I felt like the pace of the greens got a little bit quicker as we made the turn to the other nine. So I ran a few by and was able to make, you know, a decent amount of, you know, 5-6 footers or so. I feel like I made a bomb in there somewhere for par.
And you birdied the last on that.
Birdied the last. I hit 5-iron, 7-iron, wedge to 8 feet, made it. Let's go through the front real quick. Where did I make it? Number three. So our 12th hole, the par five. I tugged a wedge left and had an impossible. There's a spot you can't go left of that pin. It was front left, and hit a pretty safe pitch past the hole to maybe 15, 20, almost 20 feet and jarred it. So that was big. That was it. Like I said, a lot of really solid in 4 to 8 foot range, really solid. I mean, obviously missed one inside of 4 to 8 feet.
5-iron, 7-iron wood sounds like how Vanderbilt should have played character.
Yeah, right? That would have been good. Yeah. it's hard. There's nowhere to hit it. Yeah. Really, I can hit it decently far. So, day one didn't really want to take on the risk and figured I could get a wedge shot in there and give myself a chance at birdie.
Is it the golf course or the conditions? I mean, Mike Small comes in and says I hit 2 drivers today. Frank Hohenadel comes in and says I hit 2 drivers today. Come in here and tell me I hit 2 drivers today, and it's for us have been in here all day. It's like a set record. Everybody's telling us they hit.
I think that's just where, you know, where the trouble pinches in. You can't you go another 20, 30, 40 yards and it gets super tight. It's just, it's not worth the risk. You know, I'd rather just keep putting it in play and give yourself, you'll get some birdie chances. You know, you got the two holes you will hit driver on the backside there. What is it? 14, 15.
Yeah.
So, you know, try to get one or two of those and get a few looks elsewhere.
I know you're in at 70, but would it surprise you to hear that a little while ago we were just checking scoring average for the day and it's over 79?
Yeah. Actually, yeah. I mean, it's dangerous out here. I think you got to be conservative. Like I said, I think that my game plan coming in here, was fortunate enough to play in the stroke play event here last year for the first time seeing the course, so kind of knew a little bit what my game plan was going to look like, and it was a lot of 4-irons, like I said, a couple driving irons, but yeah, it's a little surprising. But at the same time, looking back on it, if people get a little careless and start hitting drivers, I mean, you can make a bunch of bogeys and doubles pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Tim, obviously there's a tournament within a tournament here.
Sure.
And a lot of the guys come in here and say, well, if I can't win it, I at least want to qualify for National Club Pro. How much is that on your mind this week, if at all?
It's definitely on my mind. I mean, I think that's why we're all here playing, and I was able to qualify in 19, and that was such a cool experience and would love to get back there. So that's a good point. I think it's, you know, we're all obviously trying to play our best and win the tournament, but you know, we all know there's 11 spots, so we're trying to play within ourselves to get a high finish and maybe give ourselves a chance to win the whole tournament.